Evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
We need to get started, I guess.
Okay, I just made it 5 minutes ago. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabaka Anabaka Gedula Chimimha Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yitat Sadi Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagdenu Baharenu Yora Kufre Shayan Sintet Dun Nagibor Dorshe Chudcha Kivavat Shamrem Dun Gimodalad Yut Kavshin Barchem Tacharem Rakamesi katha tamid gamlein Petet reish saritaf gimel Chasin kadosh Biro tuvcha Nael adatah Petuf bet et tet nunayin Yachid geah Ramcha Penei Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimolamed Pei Zayin Kut Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shim Kufav Tzadi Yitav. We brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we'll separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, No tsechesed la lafim, no seawon wafesha, vechata'a vinakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty by utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, as a tool. I'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimu Vayata Lashem Yudhe Bavalhe Vyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tanenan Bekudsha Berichu Koma Diavid Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Bikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ludach Yalea Mine Yaulam Haga, Beya Kalana, Dehakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola, Isterich, Bealma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, 5779, which is a period of time to become wise. There are three verses that have concealed within them the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The first verse is from Leviticus, it's chapter 26, verse 18. V'imad ele lo tishmeu li v'yasafti liyasra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The next verse comes from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine batachta al mishenet hakaneh haratzutz hazeh al mitzrayim asher yisameh ishalal uva bekapo unkava kein paro melech mitzrayim lekol habosim alav. And the third verse comes from Micah, the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleti hakotecha ashmem al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that has the energy of the year because it starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. This verse that connects to the month of Tishrei is from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. Hu kam vayach paplishtim akiyaga yado peti bak yado el hacherel v'yas Adonai Yohewahe Teshua Gedola Bayom Hahu V'ham Yashuvu Acharav Ach Lefashet. The year 5778, it has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Udlabev Ve'ene Shete Levivot Ve'evre Miyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, concealed within it. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha wawoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai la donai ohe wahe viata nasata Awon Chatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat, but also the energy of the wake-up call. again two verses in this verse, in this year. It connects to this in the Tanakh. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. When we take the first letters of these words, we have would create Satsuki Ah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the verse, the letters of the name, are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy. The energy is that of the pause that refreshes. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, connecting to the energy of the pause. The year 5775, as the energy is swallowing death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyam. Asher yitzhabe sham ushavtem Eilai el nachom V'halakti yichem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third comes from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah Yobed ro'av Yomru Ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usanti makom le'ami li'Yisrael. Tati Vishakam Takta Vilo Yergas Od Vilo Yosiku Vene Ablala Anoto Kasher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter name with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he sayo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo le ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a he he yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey, sa a la, a re yo, a shi la, me yo, hey, wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me, nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, hey, wa yo, nu me, me, yo, yo la, hey, re, hey, me, tsa, re. Wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo da me be me nu ko ayo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We have the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. These are the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ta be yo la yo wa he mu la Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he uza. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la yo re yo a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la pe be hey me za re. Wa he be yo wa he la la wa me za yo da he be me ta ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this fifth day of the fifth day of Tishrei, Naphtali, the son of Yaakov Avinu. Naphtali is one of the progenitors of the tribe. Rabbi Naphtali HaKohen Katz of Lublin. Rabbi Mordechai Schneerson of Vitebsk. Rabbi Baruch Sholem Halevi Ashlag. He's the son of Rabbi Ashlag that revealed the English translation of the Sulam commentary. Today's class is a Kuni Zohar class. It's section 44A. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. My mistake, it will be on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the last row, row 19, the second column from the left, that will open to a landing page for all of the Tikkuni Zohars that we have done prepared so far. If you scroll down to section 44, and then the first one is for section 44A. Advan v'inun netzach v'hod tzadikim ayatane olam v'hu yayiten v'hapoch advan kameya v'mayasayi Leya begaluta vialat bar ayaten mosh becha v'shiyam besala kanech v'hai osela atma itmar bodila nafik ela Tapin, tapin, b'meya d'oraita, b'ilein b'sakot u'gin yayech, Moshe et hasela b'masaho pa'amayim, dagarin dalet lo dafik, mineya ela safin. Tafin ze'er shem, ze'er shem, v'kama techalokot al elin se'afin, v'mein garim dab demurim, v'itmar b'chom kot hamora alaka b'feinai. Revu chayiv mieta ugin da shemao da hamorim ugin ehu Vayich Moshe et hasela umeita ho pa'amin da'im lo demacha bo lo chago Tarfim Yisrael v'tanaim v'amoriyem v'oraita d'beila Podia yehi sela ela itmar podvartim Al hasala d'natan mimeyu b'lau torach Vayehi mitakayim b'chon b'la Yilmadu od v'gomer v'chawa nafek me'a b'la K'she'yau m'machalokot U'machaloket v'sa'pasek b'gin d'shkinta Deid marbo halo ka devare ka'esh ne'im ha'ashem ha'ya. Awa shari v'chu mitchon de'Yisrael v'ayehi oraita de'ba'al po de'ayehi sela Ayin lamed samach, deinun shetim sakachot, dehakei ayuhu samach lamed ayin, al samach vishakinta, hawa noach Asam Ritsamera Dibikola Atar Deveya Kucha Puri Kulame Avad Nes Sakinta Ikamak Lehahu Atar Pekeum Dishkinta Awatamilo Hawale Alameta A Bisala Dikalana Havitishkinta Dehawat To Tamun Tamanila Hawa Leahila Lameha Meya Vidayahu Alasher Lokadishatem Oti Ayon Lo Taha Emunatam Velehak Vishaini Uginda Istalak Shakinte Min Hasela Vyayahi Yamin Mem tet vishtar mem tet yivashi viraza kamila yakado hamayim matahat hashamayim al makom ahar udagomer echad ayahi malchut Vitareya ayavashida selavim memtet devagina beyabishkam hu basar yad midin chita lo lo ala asela vilayahiv Mimo uvatar veistalak hayta mevoa matamin shalitat me rabiatara adahu diktil shemot tet vayevao Mirata Viraza Demila Yemera Ru Et Hayahim Ha'avada. I computer jumped, so give me a second to get back to where we were. Gamocha al elin sefin idmar ashre Hagavar asher mila et hashpato mehem ugomar Et hayovin b'shiayir dayehu p'taraya Tzadik ot berit kadesh kodesh De ala itmar ze hashiar lo yitzadakin yavao bo vayod shemao harayim yet rabbi hashem ilayim telati yodim v'ha'atanim moske eretz ilav Kalat Babin Tikala Itramezu Voyasu Voyasa Vayava Vayat Tom Elazar Venatil Kerata Dayo Shakinta Yakif Lo Taga Vidareyak Mena ayahi avan Tafa kadisha Diala itmar Diadiala min haaretz Uginda the English translation, section 44A. These mighty ones of Netzach and Hod are the pillars of the entire process of the way things work, and are the rising of awareness that is sure based upon the truth of Torah. This is shown by in the switch of letters in the Tanya, which shows the progression of thoughts, of statements that have brought about the present reality. These drops are those insights that evolve out of the connecting influences of the Shekhinah. Now, it is important, in fact, crucial, that we make the right connections between thoughts and between words, and between words and between letters. This is because an improper connection, like the water that comes forth because of physical strength and anger at Mara, causes Moshe to lose his way spiritually, and by extension, affects all of Israel. The right connection comes as a result of the Shekhinah, which makes the connection between above and below, or in the case of the waters, between the thought of water coming from the rock and the issuing of it from the rock. My word is like fire, meaning it penetrates everywhere and consumes everything, including the mitzvah of the rock bringing out the water from within its substance. Unless we understand that the word Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is a word of transformation, then our words will not have their true meanings and will come embittered, senseless, and random in terms of our life experiences. When we allow the Shekhinah to guide our thoughts in terms of the connections we make, then every word has meaning, and these meanings conduct themselves in the holy work of the transformation of matter from an idea into actualization. Therefore, it is alluded that those sacred verses of Shemot, chapter 14, 19, verses 19 to 21, that form, as this is an unwritten commentary, essentially form the 72 names of God and the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim. These three verses are written, then the three vavs are stated, were the epitome of those transformations that took Israel out of the materiality of Egypt and into the spirituality that is Torah. These are the statements that are the mighty ones, the foundation of all that is to come afterwards, and the signal lesson that all of Torah is pointing us towards. So far in this section, this is an unwritten commentary, so far in this section, it's an important section because it's discussing the idea of being exact with our words. Because only when we are exact with our words are we going to be exact in the transformation of one material item that gets transformed into another material item. That process is very exact and exacting and requires the 72 names to be utilized in exactly the proper sequence and in the proper manner and with the proper holiness. Or in other words, it has to be the right action at the right time, in the right location, with the right kavanah. Continuing to read. We are directly shown the sparks of inspiration that lead along the pathways of the Shekhinah, via those drops that issue from the brain, the skull, and work their transformation throughout the body, both locally or individually, and globally, the entire body of the universe that is also subsequently affected. This is how powerful a person, a human being, can be. We can control the whole physicality of the universe. We just have to begin to think that we can. Continuing to read. The Shekhinah sweetens the waters in that she is the presence amongst those drops that come forth. She is the branch that is also that is placed in the bitter waters to make them sweet, and watered the whole face of the ground. When it ascends, it does ascend through the mother, which is the Aleph of Adonai, and the Aleph of Ephiyeh. Who ascends? The middle pillar, which is the Vav, for it is wound around it like a ring on a finger. Are you able to visualize taking an Aleph, which has the Yud above the Vav and the Yud below the Vav, and elongate the Vav so that it ascends and that appears as a ring on a finger? Only you're thinking in terms of the Aleph being on the lower side, but you need to reverse it because the physical world is upside down. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow morning at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class, we will have a get back to our schedule of performing or analyzing, studying the Psalms. And I believe we're at Psalm 39. Have a beautiful evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.